Hello, and welcome back to the She's Plant-Based podcast. If you are new here, my name is Autumn. I am a holistic health coach and the creator of She's Plant-Based. I enjoy talking about all things health and wellness and just talking about my experience and journey with my own health and well-being. So today I will be talking about my experience taking medication, prescription medication, and how I was able to get off of my medication, what that process was like, and what I do now, what I use instead. But first, I want to just say a little medical disclaimer. The information on the podcast episode is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. The information on this episode is me sharing my own personal journey and what has worked for me. Please talk to your physician or doctor if you have any medication questions. This episode is not intended to tell people to get off of their medication. Okay, let's just dive right into this episode. Let me give you a little backstory on my mental health. Overall, I was a pretty healthy kid. I wasn't a picky eater. I enjoyed fruits and vegetables. So I overall ate pretty well. Sports played a large role in my life. I was a gymnast, cheerleading, figure skating, and did all of that up until high school. Generally a happy kid, I had lots of friends, I enjoyed being social, and even though I was a bit of a shy kid, I know it took me some time to warm up to people. I loved being around people and having friends. It's really something that filled up my cup at a young age, so sports and friends were a really big part of my life and something that I enjoyed. If you have listened to previous episodes, I've talked about this before, but my living environment growing up was toxic at times. My parents were verbally and physically abusive. I remember very intense traumatic fights as early as age 4, and this affected me a lot as a kid. And I didn't realize the impact that it had during that time until I got older. So I would say depression affected me as early as age 8 or 9, and anxiety is something, when I look back, is something that I had as early as elementary school. I can't really put an exact age on it, but it's something that has always affected me, especially socially. Just being around people was a very anxiety-inducing thing for me and was difficult for me. And so a lot of the anxiety also stemmed from violence and screaming in the home, and that made me feel very, very anxious and scared and just overall not great. So since I did not have the proper resources and tools, I learned to internalize all of my emotions. And we know that is not a good thing, to let everything build up and build up, because eventually it is going to manifest in other issues. You may have an outburst. So just living in a toxic environment was difficult as a kid. But if you knew me, you would have had no idea. I was always a sweet and friendly kid and person, but inside there was a lot of pain, sadness, and emptiness. But again, like I said, I had a lot of things that I enjoyed doing as a kid, so I had really great healthy outlets. Of course, my parents had good moments, and there was great moments, but a lot of the toxicity created a lot of mental and emotional issues with me. So my mental health got so bad to the point where I felt like life would just be better if I did not exist. And I just felt really disconnected and lost, especially in high school. High school was a very, very difficult time for me mentally, emotionally, even socially at times. I tried to be with my friends as much as possible. It was an escape for me, as well as partying and doing drugs. Again, I've talked about this in previous episodes about my relationship with drugs and alcohol. Or I was locked up in my room avoiding my family since there was a lot of resentment. There's a lot of anger towards my parents. And so I avoided them. I would lock myself in my room. If we interacted, I was angry. During this time, I thought all of this was quote unquote normal. Everything that I was thinking and feeling was normal. It was normal to feel this way. It was normal to not want to live anymore. It was normal to cry a lot. It was normal to feel anxious a lot. Like, it was to the point where my emotions and my mental state was taking over my life. So I thought most people were generally unhappy with themselves. I was a psychology major, and I remember learning in one of my classes the average happiness level is around a 7. And I was super shocked because I was probably at a 2 or a 3. And that's when things clicked in that moment. Okay, there's something up, there's something going on, but I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know what the next step is. However, it woke me up and it brought awareness into my life. So, long story short, high school was a dark time for me. I was suffering internally, and I had no healthy outlets. Drugs and partying became unhealthy habits for me. I lost my love for a lot of things during this time too. Nothing really seemed to light me up like it used to. I quit sports and I stopped keeping up my passions. Alcohol and drugs, unfortunately, took over. It was my escape. It allowed me to feel happy in that moment at just a temporary high, but it wasn't obviously solving the issue. And another thing that really scared me is I had no idea what I wanted to do after high school. School was never really my thing. However, there was this pressure to go to college since all my friends were going to good schools. So my aunt, who has been a positive influence in my life and is like a second mother to me, asked me to live with her in Marin County. So I agreed and spent my first year in Marin County to study at the local community college, Marin Community College. And while I was there, it was really a healthy and incredible time for me because I was away from my distractions. I was away from the partying and the drugs and the friends that I was surrounding myself around at that time who were not the best influences on my life during that period. It wasn't helping me grow at all. So even though I was away from all that, it was also tough for me to be away from all that. It was a bit of a shock when you're living a certain lifestyle for so long and then all of a sudden you move and you have to make new friends and the things that you do for fun, you can't do anymore. Obviously, I'm underage. I just can't go to a bar and meet people, meet friends. So my entire lifestyle changed and I was forced to sit with myself. I was forced to sit with my thoughts. It brought up my deepest and darkest moments. This was, I guess, my first kind of spiritual awakening, you can say. It was good though, because I was building self-awareness. I was understanding why I was behaving the way that I was during this time. And it was helping me understand why I am the way that I am. So as you can probably tell, this was a very new thing for me to experience. And during this time, I started taking school more seriously. And by taking school really seriously, I was in a lot of study groups and talking to a lot of people. And all the kids were taking Adderall, and I've never taken it before. So I wanted to get on it. Like, this is a super pill that is going to help me stay focused. It's going to help me get all A's in my classes because I was really starting to take school seriously at this time. I barely passed, we could say, but college really shifted my perspective and I started taking school seriously and I realized, okay, I am capable. Like, I can do this. I just need a little support and help. I was already doing really well, but I wanted to take it to the next level. So I went to go see the doctor to hopefully be put on medication for my ADHD, which is typically the prescription for that is Adderall. But my doctor decided to put me on Wellbutrin, which is an antidepressant, and this medication was also supposed to help with ADHD symptoms. And so she goes, we can try it out for the month, we'll see how you feel, and we'll go from there. So I trusted her, and I said yes, and things changed quickly, like for the worst. During this time I was on this medication, I started my health journey, and I say health journey in quotes if you cannot see me, which I'm assuming you can't. This is an audio. I'm saying this in quotes. It was very disordered. I have a whole episode on that, so I'm not going to share too much, but basically my version of health was restricting and eating extremely clean, calorie counting, all of that, things that I just don't agree with anymore. It's just like not the way that I view health now. And I lost a significant amount of weight within a month. It was a very unhealthy amount for my size and my weight. Food and exercise became obsessive, and I did everything to get super thin. So being on a medication that didn't work for me and the beginning stages of my eating disorder starting, I ended up in the hospital, and I was in and out of the hospital a few times. I unfortunately did not receive the proper treatment from the hospital, and there was a lot of issues and complications within that whole event, which was super traumatic in itself. Plus, I was away from my family during this time. It was my freshman year of college, and I did not have the proper support during this time. My situation was just brushed off by doctors, and I remember going back to my doctor, explaining her the issues that I'm facing, and she totally dismissed all of the mental and emotional pain that I was going through during that time and just tried just taking me off my antidepressant and putting me on a different medication. I'm like, girl, do you not understand? This situation's so bad that like my parents are about to pick me up, which is what happened. The stress and the pain that I was experiencing led me to have my first panic attack. And when you have your first panic attack and just a panic attack in general, you feel like your whole world is ending. I felt like I was dying. I know that sounds dramatic, but when you're having a panic attack, you literally feel like you are going to die, even though that is impossible. That is just the feeling. And I remember I had my first panic attack, and this scared me. My parents were extremely worried about my well-being, and I wasn't receiving the proper help that I needed, so my dad booked a flight ASAP. I packed up my car that day and flew up. I picked him up from the airport, and we drove all the way back down to LA. It's about like a 6-hour drive. And this was just the beginning of the dark path. And I, during this time, so I moved home, I left my second semester early. So this was probably around May. From May to summer, I decided to just give myself a breather. I'm gonna take a break. I stopped my health journey. I stopped clean eating and eating healthy. I allowed myself to eat whatever. School started back up and I found a job. I was working, I was feeling good, I was feeling motivated. I gave myself the break. However, during this time too, I did gain a lot of the weight that I lost back, so that was really uncomfortable for me. But I went to the doctors to get medication for my anxiety and ADHD. I really wanted to get that taken care of, because ever since that first panic attack, my anxiety during the rest of the spring and the summer, it was just really, really difficult. And I've never experienced anxiety to that level. So I was put on Ativan, Xanax, Concerta, which is very similar to Adderall. So all those three medications, everything started off innocently. I was taking my medication and it started off great and I was feeling really good. As time went on, it became obsessive and dependent. I was having multiple panic attacks a week. So the Ativan and Xanax really, really helped me out. And I'm so grateful that I had it during that time, because I don't know what I would have done. It was really, really hard for me. But I want to quickly mention, I do not have an issue with medication. The part that frustrates me is medication is overprescribed. Before prescribing a medication, majority of the doctors do not ask you about your lifestyle, how you eat, exercise, your relationship with work, your relationship with finances, any stressors, your spiritual practice, and so forth. All of these things impact your mental health and overall well-being, and that is neglected. Many doctors fail to look at these areas, and a lot of these doctors just get paid to write prescriptions. Doctors literally have competitions. Whoever writes the most prescriptions, there is some sort of reward. They'll get courtside seats to a game. They will get a trip to whatever place. They get to fly first class. This is the issue that I have with it. And my mom was even on a medication that was making her suicidal, and she expressed that to her doctor, and her doctor did not tell her to go off of it. The doctor just said, keep taking it. So that's the issue that I have. They did not urge her to get off of it. You're suicidal. You should keep taking that. That is insanity. That is so bizarre to me. And it really makes you question the system. That is what frustrates me, because not only have I been affected, not only has my mom been affected, but so many of my other family members have been affected, and I've heard so many of these stories. We are supposed to trust our doctor. This is who we're supposed to go to when we want to take care of ourselves. Yet, we're not provided with the proper resources and information, and they just give us a pill. That's what upsets me. I don't like people being taken advantage of. It is wrong, unethical, and can lead people down a dark road. Like myself, from my experience and experience with doctors writing me these prescriptions, I'm not being heard. I don't feel seen. I don't feel taken care of. And I just feel like another person that they're talking to. With that being said, I know that there are great doctors and not everyone has this experience. Has the same experience. I know that there's good doctors out there, so I don't want to say all doctors are like this, all doctors are bad, all medication is bad. No, we have medication for a reason. I think that there's a time and a place for it, but we also need to consider other factors. So, going back to my experience with medication, it became a very dependent relationship. Since my anxiety was crippling, I would just take my medication just in case. Just in case, you know, even though I didn't need it, what if I were to go into work and I have a panic attack when I'm there and I'm in the middle of a rush and it's busy and I can't go to my medication, or I have a panic attack at the social event or while I'm driving, I might as well just take the Ativan now to prevent that. So that became my mindset around my mental health, my well-being, and how I viewed my medication. It was something that was my crutch, and I literally could not I couldn't move through my day without it. And so I became numb, emotionless, and lifeless. It changed my whole personality. I did not feel like myself. People noticed this. And even though my meds helped me to an extent, which again, I'm super grateful for, because I don't know what I would have done without them during that time. Because having a panic attack is just the worst feeling. It saved me in many situations. However, I started to self-isolate. I would call out of work and get my shifts covered because I was too scared to be around people. I would not go to school. Being around people made me really scared. I thought everyone was judging me, or they hated me, or they thought I was weird, which was rooted from a deeper place, and I didn't understand that at the time. I was abusing my Xanax. I would take it every single night right before bed. I really just wanted to numb my life, which was not great. I wanted just something that was gonna make me pass out. I was addicted to Concerta and did not want to ever go off of it because it helped suppress my appetite, which only strengthened my eating disorder. So very clear. I didn't just wasn't just taking it for school. I was taking it to be skinny, to maintain the way that I looked. And if you've ever taken Concerta or Adderall, you feel cracked out. Like, it is a really intense feeling at times. Like, some days I felt normal, but majority of the time it gave me so much anxiety. It was not fun. So I was on uppers and downers and, well, just one upper and two downers, and I was taking them every single day and not being regulated properly. My doctor asked me zero questions, and there was many times where my doctor, he would get the milligrams wrong and I had to correct him, and he almost fucked this up many times, which is a very odd experience as a patient. I shouldn't have to tell him and correct him. If you're writing me a, you know, what is it? It was like 3 or 5 milligrams of my Concerta, and you're trying to like try tripling it. I'm like, you're gonna give me a panic attack. So good thing I'm paying attention. If you see a doctor, you should feel taken care of. And I did it. I hit rock bottom and I knew how to change. My health was rapidly getting worse. So I committed to changing my whole system. If I wanted to see change, I had to change my system. The system is outdated. The system is not working, and I'm clearly only getting worse. These things that are supposed to be helping me aren't. And yeah, my intention behind them were wrong. I was using some of these things for the wrong reasons. So it took a lot of courage to do this. During this time, no one knew how deeply I was suffering. My parents and friends had an idea, but they were not aware of the extent. So when I decided to change, taking out my medication was not my intention. I didn't even consider that. I'm like, I just want to feel better. I want to feel like me. I want to figure out who I am. I don't feel good. I don't feel happy. So I'm going to figure out what is going to make me feel good. What is going to make me feel happy? That is what my number one goal is. I didn't care about my weight anymore. I didn't care about the way that I looked. I didn't care about how much food I was going to have to eat. I was just like, I want to feel good. I'm tired of feeling this way. So naturally, I think when we're going on a health journey, the first place that we start is with the food on our plate, our diet, the way that we eat. And so I was eating very little, and this definitely contributed to my anxiety as well. To give you a time frame, when I went on my meds, I turned 18. This was right after high school. I hit rock bottom around age 19 or 20. This area gets kind of blurry for me because there was a lot of ups and downs during this time. But around 20, I committed to eating well. I did a ton of research on different diets, the best way to eat, the healthiest foods in the world, and so forth. I was just obsessed with this. So I came across veganism. This was when veganism was really, really big. After watching all the documentaries, reading a ton of books, it just made sense to me. It aligned, it felt good. I'm a compassionate person. I care about the animals. I want to help them. And it just seemed like a logical choice for me at that time to go fully vegan. And this was a very curious time for me in my life because I feared food for so long. And I really wanted to understand why our bodies need food. I wanted to understand the science and the importance of eating enough and how it can help heal your body. A plant-based diet can help with physical, mental, and emotional issues. So this was something that was really cool to me. I'm like, wow, food has an impact on the way that you think and feel, not just the way that you look. And it made me realize that food is medicine. So the first place I began was by eating well. My goal was just to feel good. I wanted to have life and energy. This changed my life. I started noticing changes immediately. My anxiety was not as bad. I felt good and strong. My skin was clearing up. My energy was better than better. So I obviously stuck with it. I'm like, something pretty magical and transformative is occurring right now, and this is clearly working, so I'm going to stick with it. Naturally, I became more curious. What were other things that I can add in that would make me feel good? The key here was adding things in. I wasn't focusing on taking things out. I was just thinking about what can I be adding into my lifestyle, into my routine that's going to make me feel my best? So I decided to start up yoga again. The class that I took was transformative. I still remember it vividly to this day. Keep in mind, I was not meditating or journaling at this time. I wasn't really aware of what that looked like or how to do it. I didn't even know. It was foreign and almost kind of sounded like a little woo-woo and weird. I'm like, why would I write in a journal? Or why would I sit and just meditate and think about nothing? It didn't make sense to me at this time. So needless to say, it was not a super introspective time. I was just doing things that sounded good and that were going to make me feel better. All yoga classes conclude with Shavasana or corpse pose. This is the final resting pose. I remember being in this pose. We finished up with this amazing flow. It was a heated class. I felt good. I think I even remember the instructor's name. I think it was Jamie. I know it was Jamie. Her name was Jamie. I felt so good. And then suddenly a wave of emotions hit me. And I just started crying silently in the class. I was trying to keep it together as I'm having this deep moment with myself. And it felt like something dark lifted out of me. I felt like this energy just pull out of my body. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it just felt like I was holding on to all of this heaviness and all to this darkness, all these heavy emotions and thoughts and feelings. And in that class, I just surrendered and let go. And I felt like a weight was lifted off of my shoulders. And it was the most liberating feeling. I remember leaving that class and feeling like I was on cloud nine. After that, I was like, wow, I really want to keep this feeling up. I want to keep chasing that feeling. That was amazing. And so this is when my spiritual journey started. Journaling and meditation were my two go-tos. I found myself dumping all my trauma onto paper. I wrote down my hard days. I really documented everything in my journal. It was super addicting because I felt the release and impact on my life. Writing was therapeutic. It was a way for me to process my feelings. It was a way for me to forgive myself and to forgive others who have hurt me. It built self-awareness, so I understood why I was doing things like, you know, abusing drugs in my past, alcohol, and even taking medication, really questioning why am I on this? Like, what is the root of the issue? I came to the realization I was scared of myself. I avoided looking at traumatic things that have occurred in my life. And so by drinking or doing drugs and being on medication, it was a band-aid for the situation. By avoiding to look at the traumatic things that have gone in my life, which only manifested into bigger issues and brought on things like my eating disorder, mental health issues, and more, I realized it's not about the food, it's not about the drugs, and so forth. It came down to my self-worth. I did not feel worthy or deserving of a happy and healthy life. I truly believe that I deserved to suffer and was always the victim, playing the victim, poor me, why me? And so I sat in that and I didn't want to change. Because change is scary, change is hard. So I sat in that state. And obviously, I didn't get better. Look at the point that I got to. It was really dark and heavy. And so my mindset around this was, this traumatic event happened, therefore, since I suffered in the past, I need to continue to suffer, which was responsible for my depression. I was living in the past a lot. There was so much anger, shame, guilt, embarrassment towards certain events that have gone on in my life, and I avoided them. As you can tell, a ton was surfacing during this time. When you first go through a spiritual awakening, is pretty heavy, especially the very first time, and if this work is new. And it's funny because people think spirituality is all about love and light and bliss and on this high vibe, and I'm like, no, It's not. Of course you experience that, but doing the work is deep. It is heavy, but the work teaches you how to confront your inner demons. Keep in mind, this was something that intuitively came up for me. I was reading a lot of books that changed my mindset, but when it came to journaling, I naturally started facing my shadow. During this time, I didn't even know the proper term, shadow, shadow self, shadow work. The meditations were healing based, so I would visualize myself replaying something that has occurred in my past and replaying it in a way that made me feel safe. So I was reprogramming my subconscious. I was reprogramming how I responded to something, or I was forgiving myself or someone. So doing a compassionate meditation. Again, this was all intuitive. This is what I felt called doing. I did not know that there were proper terms for all this or that people did this, which is so interesting looking back. I was seeing one healer at the time, but we met every, you know, few months, every like 3 months or something. My main source of information was Google and books, which was enough in itself. Doing the work solo is hard, yet very rewarding. But tying all of this back to medication, but during this process, I stopped taking my medication. There was never a moment where I was like, okay, by this date, I'm gonna stop taking it. I really just woke up one day and I didn't feel like I needed it. I just felt happy. I felt good. I don't remember the exact moment, but I just remember that one day I didn't feel the urge to take it. My anxiety reduced. I didn't feel as depressed. And so there's a lot more clarity. My headspace was not clouded. I didn't feel like there was this dark cloud over me anymore. Whatever I was doing was working. And so this was rapid. Things were rapidly starting to feel better. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not recommending cutting medication out cold turkey. So please talk to your doctor about this. I'm really just sharing my experience and what happened for me just one day. Yeah. I just didn't feel the need to take it anymore. So as you can tell, it was kind of like this what the fuck moment. I have been taught by doctors that the only thing that is going to help with my ADHD, anxiety, and depression is medication. I was not taught to work through my trauma. I was not taught to meditate. I was not taught to eat well. I was not taught to exercise. These very simple and basic things I was not taught or told. And now that I'm eating well, taking care of myself, facing my emotions, just sitting with everything, I magically started feeling better. And it was an emotional thing to experience. I remember crying and crying and crying because I felt so good. And I thought to myself, this is what I've been needing this entire time. This is what I've been needing to give to myself this entire time. And I have it all backwards. Going from hating myself, restricting, dealing with depression and anxiety, and feeling like this is your whole life and there's nothing outside of it, and this is just, it consumed me every second of the day. It felt like nothing was going to help me. I lost hope. And when I say I just didn't want to exist anymore, I didn't want to be on this planet anymore, that is a true fact. And so to go from that to a individual who loves who she is, even though I have imperfections, I learned how to love myself. I learned how to love my body. I learned how to have compassion for my younger self. My eyes were just filled with life and joy. I was smiling again. The difference was night and day. It was the craziest experience. And so what I learned is medication was just a band-aid for me. It did not let me deal with my deeper issues that were there, that were always present there, that were never going to go away unless I looked at it. And I just was self-medicating because it's an easy thing to do. It's not easy looking within and dealing with your shit. Like, that's just the truth of it. I thought I had anxiety just because. Anxiety developed as a result of traumatic events in my life, and I just didn't understand that. And by sitting with the trauma and working through it and, you know, facing it and forgiving and then releasing it, it helped me feel so much better. So much better. My depression existed because I lived in the past. I was constantly thinking about, you know, this person hurt me and da 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 da. There was anger and resentment, and there was things that I was embarrassed about and felt guilty about. And the more that I looked at that, I healed. The more that I looked at those events and the people that have hurt me and how I've hurt myself and things that have embarrassed me, it healed me. Just by looking at it and sitting with it and forgiving myself or forgiving that person. So by removing the band-aid, exposing the wounds, and coming up with solutions to naturally heal, things eventually got better. I'm not trying to make it sound like it was all rainbows and butterflies and perfectly easy. No, it took time. Like, this was months and years of work to really get me to a good point. And are we ever at, like, a set good point? No, we go up and down. But things got better. And I think a lot of people think if I just avoid my shadow or darkness, it's just gonna go away. It does the exact opposite. It just grows and grows, and eventually it's going to explode in your face. And that is what happened to me. And during this process, I was doing things to suppress my feelings and emotions because I was scared of them. I was scared of myself. I was scared of my past, and I was scared for what was going to come up because it's uncomfortable and it's not easy. But once I learned, the more you bring your darkness, once I learned the more that you bring your darkness into the light, the more you're just going to heal. It is going to benefit you. Even though we think that it's bad or it's scary or there's no point, it is going to help you. Our shadow lives in the unconscious or subconscious. We've been taught that shame, envy, guilt, and embarrassment are all bad, so we avoid it. So that's what many of us do. We avoid it, which I get. But just know that it doesn't get you far. It only gets you so far by avoiding. And that is why I focus on shadow work with every single person I work with, and I've seen it change so many of my clients' lives. Going through this experience has allowed me to even just show up as a better coach, to, you know, show up on my podcast and talk about this experience and hopefully help one of you. So by doing the work, not only does it impact me, but it impacts all of those around me. I help other people heal, not even only myself, and that's the beauty of all of this. So I want to note that even though I've done the work and I've healed mentally and emotionally, I don't always feel great. I still struggle with anxiety and depression, but I just look at it differently now. Instead of saying, I am anxious or I am depressed, having it become part of my identity, identifying with these labels, I am this blank, I am this disorder, I am this, you know, mental illness. I just learned that this is, you know, I feel anxious, I feel depressed, and this is just a temporary experience. This does not define who I am. And the more that I detach myself from it, still acknowledging it, obviously not brushing it off if I'm, you know, feeling anxious or depressed, but not letting it take over and consume my life, just noticing it. And so that's just a big thing that I've learned. Emotions just, you know, they just are. And they're a part of us. We experience emotions like happiness, joy, excitement, but we also experience sadness, anger, jealousy. All these emotions are normal, and whatever emotion you feel is valid, and you should not feel like you have to run and hide from it. I love meditation because it teaches you how to be an observer. And so whenever these emotions come up, it's taught me to just observe it. When an emotion comes up, I first notice how I'm feeling. Okay, what is this feeling? Or I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling sad. Maybe I'm feeling a little depressed, down. Okay, where do I feel it in my body? Okay, I really feel the anxiety in my stomach. I feel it in my chest. I feel it in my throat. It's hard for me to speak. Or I'm feeling really angry, so my body temperature is really hot. I can feel it in my chest. There's this rage inside of me. So observing it. And then I ask myself, why is this coming up? What triggered this? Sometimes anxiety is just from my coffee. Or sometimes anxiety is rooted from something deeper. And then asking myself, okay, well, why do I feel angry right now? What is that rooted from? Am I annoyed by something that I saw on TikTok, something that someone said? Or am I annoyed with this friend or family member? Like, why? What did they say? What did they do? Now, how can I work through this? What can I do to make myself feel better right now? Because a lot of times when we feel these negative emotions, we let it consume our life. And just know that this emotion is just energy in motion, and it too will pass. So doing things that are going to help you feel good. In the past, I would self-medicate, I would go out party and drink, just not making the best decisions. And now I'll do something like a meditation. Maybe I want to go out in nature. Maybe I want to journal. Maybe I want to call someone. You know, whatever that it is. There's really no right or wrong. Just ask yourself, what's going to help me in this moment? What's going to make me feel good? And I want to note, the less power you give something, the quicker it just goes away. It doesn't have control over you. Your emotions are not you. When you give your emotions power, they feel like they become you, but it is not you. So you have to separate yourself from your emotions and realize this is just an experience. And it is okay to feel sad or angry or whatever, and just sit with it and allow it to just be, and it will just move on with time. So just because I'm angry does not need, I need to go act out and yell at the person that upset me, or, you know, cause ruckus. Or just because I'm jealous does not mean I need to go be mean and make other people feel bad about themselves. Instead, I just use this as information. This is just information. And so it's teaching me a lot about myself. Okay, well, I feel angry. Well, why? This triggered me for a specific reason. Why did it trigger me? What will help me channel this anger? Maybe I need to go scream my pillow. Maybe I need to go break some shit in the alley, some glass. That's gonna help me get my anger out. I don't need to let it out on another person. Maybe I just want to write in my journal. Maybe I want a voice note and yell on my voice note. Or am I jealous of something? Or am I jealous of someone? Okay. They didn't do anything wrong though. Yeah, I'm feeling jealous towards this person. All right, well, what is this showing me? It is showing me that they have something that I want. So use that as motivation. Use that as inspiration. So you see how you can change something into a positive way, that it doesn't have to be this, like, we're labeling it as this bad, dark thing. We can just shift and use it as inspiration. So I think for me personally right now, I'm still working through talking about my feelings. I feel like a lot of my fears around talking about my feelings is rooted from trauma. Not even I feel, I know. So it's something that I'm trying to get better at. However, working with coaches and healers have helped me a ton. I love meditating and journaling. Being out in nature is so healing for me. this helps me process. So there's no right or wrong. Do what works for you. I think that's the most important thing. And I go through waves. Sometimes journaling feels really good. Sometimes meditating feels really good. Sometimes just going to the beach feels really good. So be intuitive with it. Ask yourself, what is it that I need right now? And just have those healthy outlets available. If you don't have a journal yet, go buy one. If you feel like you need to listen to guided meditations, go on YouTube and find people that you like on YouTube. If you feel like you want to work with someone one-on-one, find a coach that aligns with you, or a therapist that aligns with you, or a healer that aligns with you, and reach out to them, even if it scares you. There's no wrong with reaching out to someone and asking for help. That is why there's people in these professions. They want to help people. And a majority of the time, they've been in similar situations. So yeah, that's kind of just my advice. But again, I'm not here to bash on medication. I think that it's super helpful. And there's a lot of close people in my life who still take medication, and it's changed their life and it's helped them for the best. Through my own journey, I realized that I didn't need it and there was something deeper going on. And once I faced those issues, I started feeling better, and it just didn't sound good to me anymore. I didn't need it. I felt fine. So that was just a really amazing moment in my life. So yeah, that's pretty much it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoy this episode, please take a screenshot and share it on your story, or, you know, even just reach out to me and telling me that you listened. And if you're not already, please follow my podcast. I post episodes every Tuesday, and I don't want you to miss out on any episodes. And if you do enjoy listening to my podcast, or if this is your first time listening, please go ahead and leave me a review. It just really helps hearing from you and what people think. But yeah, thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you next Tuesday.